This is the proclamation. It was passed by council in September. We asked them, we wrote it out for them, and they proclaimed that October is plentiful. So that made us feel good. We have a little bit of support behind us on that.
That was Mary Jane Philp, member of 350 Kingston, on the proclamation that October 2023 is plentiful by Mayor Patterson on behalf of Kingston City Council. October is Plantiful is an initiative including various events surrounding sustainable eating and plant-based diets. Local environmental advocates with 350 Kingston motivated the title, presenting the idea before City Council last month. I sat down with Philip to chat about what they have planned for this month, and here's what she had to say.
As you just showed us, the City of Kingston proclaimed this month October as Plantiful. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about the process leading up to presenting this initiative to council and the conception of this idea.
So I work with an organization called 350 Kingston, which you probably are familiar with. I hope you are. If you're not, I'll just clarify. 350.org is a worldwide organization. 350 refers to the parts per million of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere, which is the safe level. And when I was born about 70 years ago, the amount was 310. It's now 420 and rising. So we need to get our carbon emissions down, and that is the focus of our organization. So it's named 350 for that reason, the safe level. So what we do is come up with ideas, and we try to educate people about things they can do personally. Sure, some people can buy an electric car or stop driving or ride a bike, or maybe they can put a heat pump in their houses, or, you know, any number of other things that we can do. But one of the easiest things we can do, and one of the most impactful things we can do, is add more plants to our diet and eat, less processed food and less animal-based food. We will lower our carbon emissions, and that's what it's all about. We have to do that. Knowing all those things, we wrote out the whereas. The City of Kingston has declared a climate emergency and is actively supporting environmentally friendly initiatives. And because we knew that, and we knew that October is a month of bountiful harvest for Ontario and local Kingston farmers. And, you know, I could read this whole thing, but basically we asked the city to declare that October is plantiful. And during that month, we would offer, gather together events that are already happening that relate to this, but also create some of our own, which includes three webinars that we're doing.
In terms of choosing the topic for this, was there like a few topics that were up for consideration? Or
well, I mean, at any one time, there's any number of things going on at 350 Kingston. We have No Clear Cuts Kingston, which is relates to, you know, stopping the cutting down of forests, urban forests. That's part of our organization. We are educating people on the climate corner every week downtown, and we participate in rallies, and, you know, we do any number of things. But this was kind of an obvious, because it is the harvest, and it's something that we all can do every day. We all do every day. We eat. So this is a thing that we can all make a difference. And coming up to Thanksgiving, I mean, we're having a vegetarian tortiere, and somebody I think is bringing a nut loaf. You know, it's a different Thanksgiving for us this year. I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm working my way towards that. And so are a lot of other people.
Awesome. Yeah. And just to give some folks an idea of what they can expect this month, I was wondering if you could share maybe some of the benefits of a plant-based diet, both for an individual and for their impact on the environment.
It's infinitely variable. I mean, as many plants as there are, you can be, you know, you just develop a recipe, adapt a recipe to your own tastes and the tastes of your family. So lots and lots of variety. It's fun to play with vegetables, raw and cooked, and fruits, and just figure out, you know, what is a good combination. It's economical. Generally speaking, especially at this time of year when you can, many people are growing their own things, of course, but you can also go to markets, and so it is easier on our budgets, which definitely is important these days. It also makes you feel better in many ways. I'm noticing that myself. It's just a different way of eating, and I think the benefits would be very individual too. And I think, not knowing from my grandchildren, it's a lot easier to convince them to eat plants and, well, vegetables and fruits and pasta and that type of thing, rather than you know, other things that we might want them to try, mm-hmm. You know, chicken or something. But anyway, it's also very good for the planet because, and for other animals, obviously, because the energy that it takes to produce processed food, and we know so much of our food is processed and even over-processed, and to produce other forms of protein, it takes a lot of energy and it produces a lot of emissions as a result. So if we're going to get our carbon emissions down, a plant-based diet or a more plant-based diet is something that we can all do to be part of that.
Philip also discussed the resources available and upcoming events for this month.
For example, on our website, we are posting recipes. I think there's 5 or 6 there now, but there'll be more. And people can even respond on the website if they want with a question or they can even submit a recipe. But so there's lots of things there, as well as the 3 webinars that we are offering. One will be a cook-along with Knifey Spoonie. It's a local vegetarian, food purveyor or food supplier. We also are doing a webinar on the health benefits of a plant-based diet and on the carbon footprint of plant and animal-based diets. So people can sort of see all that information.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you guys have your webinars. What other events are sort of looped into this month?
So there's another group in Kingston that's been going for a long, long time. And I went to one of their potlucks the other day, the last one that they held at Lake Ontario Park. And it's called the Kingston Plant-Based Group. And as I say, they've been operating for a long time doing community potlucks. And so because it's into the fall now, they are moving to the community house at 99 York Street. And so they had a potluck last Sunday. It's the first Sunday of every month and the third Wednesday. So on Wednesday, the 18th, there is a potluck at the community house at 99 York Street. So a potluck being you make a dish to share and you show up with your own plate and knife and spoon or whatever. And it is amazing what people produce and mm-hmm. they like to talk about what they've produced and share recipes. So that's pretty great. We also have two tables at 2 different markets. One will be on Saturday, this coming Saturday, actually Thanksgiving Saturday, October the 7th, I guess, at Market Square downtown. And also on the 15th at Memorial Market. We'll have an information table. People can take the pledge, which is, pledge to add more plant-based food to their diet, and they can be entered into a draw for that. And they'll learn about other tips, and there's lots of material they can pick up, the power of a plant-based diet, for example, which is produced by EarthSave, a local environmental organization. And just a lot of things to celebrate October is Plantiful, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And is there a best place for folks to keep up with your events and sign up?
Yes, definitely. They should go on 350kingston.org. That's our website. And Plantiful will be within that, on that website. It'll be on the front page of that. It is on the front page of that website. 350kingston.org.
Once again, that was Mary Jane Philp with 350 Kingston. You can visit 350 Kingston's website for more details regarding October's Plantiful, including events and resources.